Yeah, it's obviously on the cards for us, which is nice. We've got two games at Dubai International Stadium, which we're looking forward to. And I suppose to come over here and perform as well as we have in these first three games is really exciting for this group. And but I think the thought of winning a clean sweep would be massive for this group. Yeah, the wicket wasn't playing as playing that well, I suppose. It was a bit inconsistent, the spin, the bounce was a little bit inconsistent as well, so probably just took a little bit longer to get yourself in. So I think losing another wicket during that partnership, even with Finchie at that stage, would have been, I suppose, a bit detrimental to our overall total, but it was just about probably taking as long as we possibly could, or deep as we possibly could, and The I suppose once Finchie got out, it was up to me to sort of make sure I was there for as long as possible towards the end, and got a little bit of luck, I suppose, being dropped, but to make the most of that and sort of control the back end was nice and give us something we could bowl at. Yeah, I think results of this series aside, I think the way that we're playing our cricket has been really impressive. I think the way we've adapted to different conditions, different pitches, worked out how the game speed is going, and then adapted accordingly. I think that's been really impressive from especially our top order, I suppose, in those first two games, for them to get the job done with 8 wickets for the first two games, and then today on a slightly different wicket to put up a total that was going to be hard to chase, and I suppose Pat Cummins coming back and doing what he did up the top gave us a great start to their innings, and we were able to go from there. Yeah, he's been really good. I think he's been really positive, and I think the fact of knowing he is a very, very good cricketer and a very good batsman, and the fact that he had 1100s before he came over here, it's no secret that he's a world-class player, and he knew it was probably just a matter of time before it clicked for him, and I think the way he's transitioned into this series and the way he's gone about it has been outstanding. And even today, he probably didn't find conditions as easy. He found tough periods, but he was able to find a way and still give us a bit of a launching pad to go at the end. And he probably would have been, I know he was a bit disappointed with how he was striking, but the fact that he was there and gave us someone who was at the other end to bat with our middle order was perfect. And he probably got out a couple overs earlier than he would have liked, or than the team would have liked, but the fact that he was able to stick it out and get through that is really key, and probably not something he's probably been through too much, I suppose, in his one-day career. He's always had a pretty high strike rate and been able to dominate most attacks, but it just wasn't that sort of wicket that you could do that, and the way that they bowled as well, it was inconsistent spin, and you weren't able to obviously hit down the ground with a whole lot of confidence. Yeah, he's been really good. He's been outstanding, I suppose, with the group obviously changing pretty regularly around him as well. The way he's adapted his bowlers, even got himself to bowl 10 the other game, which was nice. None of us saw that coming. But he was always telling himself that he was done after a couple of overs, but we kept on telling him to keep bowling. So, he's been really good. And the way that he's, I suppose, manipulated his bowlers, manipulated the fields, and speaking with the bowlers, I think he's been really good. And even Team Means, he's got a lot of experience, and he's played over 100 games of one-day cricket, and he's seen a lot of the games as well. He's been outstanding around the group.
Or some things that you want to work on in the last
I'm not sure we're going to see too many changes as such, but I think for us it's about making sure that we're playing our brand of one day cricket on a consistent basis and making sure that becomes a habit, not so much a changing just sort of see how things work out. It's about making sure that whatever we do is excellence on the field, and we're trying to replicate that as much as we can and become consistent with the way we perform on the ground. And I think we've gone a long way to do that over the last six games, the three games in India as well. I think we've played really good, consistent one-day cricket, and the way our top order's gone about it has probably set the standard, and that's started to, I suppose, filter throughout the rest of the order, and given a lot of people confidence, I suppose, as well, that we can back our teammates a bit more, we can be a bit more adaptable and embrace those challenges. And it's been good fun, I suppose, the last six games. It's never nice losing, but to be on the other side and to get a bit of winning momentum, that's all you want to keep going. And I don't think we'll be changing a whole lot. I think it'd just be more guys making sure that they're doing the right things more often than not.
Sorry. Guys have been brilliant in this series, but just have a look at the team which Pakistan have got. How do you see them? Have they been able to give you the test which you were looking forward to when you came here?
Pakistan is still a very good side. I think you look at the outfit that they keep putting out, it's a very quality, a lot of quality throughout that lineup. And I think the way we've been able to negate certain challenges, Harris Sahal obviously batted beautifully in that first game. Rizwan got 100 in the next game, and the way Imad was in bold today was outstanding. And we were able to sort of overcome different challenges. Guys are allowed to have days out, but it's how you negate, I suppose, or how you decipher their impact on the game and make a quick call to say, all right, this person's having a day out. Let's try and negate their influence on the match result and be able to almost take the momentum away from them. And I feel like we've been able to sort of suck the life out of, I suppose, the match winners on their side and be able to sort of taper them down a little bit, which has been, I suppose, a key to the result so far. All the dust in the air, sorry.
Can you just tell us about how your bench roles kind of changed with this team? Like, just kind of looking out in the field, it seems like, I guess, Aaron leans on you a little bit tactically in the field. You kind of spoke about not following him top 10 overs. Has that changed? Like, is that different to other teams?
No, not really. I think I probably take care of more certain positions for different players, so making sure that the right guy is in the right position at the right time, and that just takes a load off his shoulders. He's got a lot to work on, I suppose, with bowling changes, the numbers going through his head and making sure that the right guys are bowling the right over. So I just make sure the right people are in the right spots. And he still does the angles and all that sort of stuff. And Alex Carey is still working on the angles with him as well. So it's just about making his job a lot easier. And the more guys he can sort of, I suppose, outsource for those things, it just makes it more smooth sailing out in the middle and less him waving his arms around all the time and gives him a bit more time to concentrate on his fielding. Sorry. Yeah, I think it'll be fine. It'll be interesting to see how the sidelines up, I suppose, with those two guys coming back into the squad. And they're obviously two world-class players and a proven world-class players, world-class performers. So to have those guys back around the group is only going to improve us. So to have, I suppose, especially for Finchie as a captain, for him to be able to lean on those two and to be able to ask for advice or sort out advice from those two is going to be handy for him, and I think it's only going to help our group. Yeah, he's been really good at bringing us all together, and it's been great fun, as I said. But it wasn't so long ago that we were losing a lot of one-day cricket, losing a lot of games for Australia. So to sort of turn that around and start to play some really, really good solid cricket as a group, has just changed, I suppose, the feeling around the group, and it hasn't been, I suppose, massive changes. It's just about guys that, getting accustomed to their role and really sticking to it. It was pretty thick. Yeah, I've seen him pull out a few times, and I think with his hair getting a little bit longer on tour, and it worked beautifully tonight. I thought he bowled really well, and I said to him while I was out there, I said, it doesn't matter how you bowl. You bowl badly, you get wickets. You bowl well, you get wickets. So he's a great guy to have on your side, and he's just a wicket taker for us, and he's ended up with four tonight. Done a great job coming on at different times, and I think that's the great thing about Adam. He's so adaptable. He can bowl on the power play for you. He can bowl at the end. And he's a go-to guy for us if we need a wicket. And, he's going to be crucial going forward.
Thanks, everyone.